looking around at some of the costumes takes those of us who are older, that seems to be the theme of the day, right, back to where we remember dressing up as cowboys, maybe, or Indians, things that we dressed up when we were younger. And it's kind of neat to watch the kids to dress up as Spock or a superhero or a pirate or a Ninja Turtle or Mario from the video games. It's neat to remember doing that ourselves. It's kind of fun to watch the kids do that and get a kick out of that and watch them have fun with it. And that's good. That's nothing at all on earth wrong with that. So let's laugh with them tonight and laugh at their costumes and feel good for them and with them. What's sad, and this is where I want to go for just a couple of moments, is when those of us who are adults, think that we, for whatever reason, have to pretend and put on masks with each other. And so what happens sometimes is that those of us who are adults, even though we don't have a Ninja Turtle mask on, literally, we still have masks. We still put up a front, a facade, so that people can't really see behind that facade as to who we really are. And so we act like we've got everything together, even when we don't. We act like everything is good, even when it isn't. We act like we're courageous and we put on a brave face and that things are good when inside we're afraid. Sometimes we even act like we know all the answers when really we don't even know what the questions are, much less the answers to those questions. Now, why do we do that? Why do we come into a place like this and often act one way when we know inside it's not at all like that? We all do it. We come in here and we act like everything's okay, but inside often it's not. We put this mask on, we put this facade on that looks like everything is cool, everything is great, everything is the way it should be, but inside we're a mess. Inside we're in turmoil. Inside we're not who we're pretending to be on the outside. Church people shouldn't do that. And yet we play that game all the time. We come in and we say, hey, how you doing? Fine, good, good to see you, Micah. And often we don't feel that way at all toward Micah. I play that game. You probably do too. Why do we do that? Why do we act like it's all good when often it isn't? Well, one reason, not the only reason we do that, but one reason we do that is because we've all bought the lie. The lie that Satan tells us that if we really knew each other, if we really knew what we were both really like, if someone really knew what I was struggling with, if someone really knew what I was wrestling with, if someone really knew what I was thinking, if someone really knew what I had done, if someone really knew who I am, they wouldn't like me. They'd run away from me. They wouldn't love me. They wouldn't have anything to do with me. That's the lie that Satan gets us to believe. So we pretend. We put on costumes. We put on our masks and we act like everything is good and everything is okay, and we come in here and we leave and nothing ever changes. It doesn't have to be that way. And I'm convinced that's not the way God intended it to be. God has called us to walk in honesty with Him and with each other. He has called us into a community that knows what it's like to be forgiven and to be forgiving. He's called us to be confessional, to confess our sins one to another, to pray for one another, to encourage one another. And we deprive ourselves of the healing, the power that is available in a community of faith when we come in like these kids have come in tonight and we put on a mask and we put on a costume and we act completely different than we feel. And we act completely different than who we really are. The loser in that case is all of us. We all lose. When we create an atmosphere where we can't walk in honesty with each other and openness with each other and love each other in spite of our faults, in spite of our weaknesses, we have an unhealthy church. I don't want to be part of an unhealthy church. I don't want to be part of a church that acts like these little kids are tonight, who every Sunday, Sunday after Sunday after Sunday, week after week, month after month, year after year, we all walk in here with our faces made up and our costumes on, and nobody's ever real. That doesn't help anybody. That doesn't do any of us any good. So let's strive to be a healthy church. The church that God wanted us to be when He called us into relationship with Him, to walk honestly with one another, to be forgiving toward one another. Nobody who lives in a glass house throws stones. We've all got stuff. We've all got baggage. And so we help one another. We walk with one another. We forgive one another. We're patient with each other. We're family. May we be that kind of church. It's fun to put on costumes when it's Halloween. It's not fun to wear costumes when we're adults because we're afraid to be honest with each other. Let's let the light in and be the kind of people that God would want us to be with Him and with each other. I suspect if we could really create that kind of atmosphere, you'd have to nail the door shut to keep people out. Because that's what many people are looking for, is a safe place to be real, where they don't have to act anymore. If they don't find it here, where are they going to find it? Let's pray. Father, thank you for breaking down the walls, for taking away the masks, for creating a place where we can be safe, a place, a community where all can come to you through faith in Christ and be loved and be loving, be forgiven and be forgiving, receive compassion and give compassion. May we be that kind of people. May we be healthy in our walk with you and our walk with each other. May we be a light to this community of what it means to walk in fellowship with you and to walk in the light with Christ. It doesn't mean that we're perfect. Only in the sense that you make us that are we perfect. But we stumble, we fall, but we get up and we keep trying, knowing that you're holding our hand and helping us. May we be that kind of people tonight in this community. Thank you for this time to be together tonight, to have fun, to enjoy each other's company. Bless the food we're going to eat here in a few moments and the activities that are planned yet tonight. And may we say when we leave, it was good to have been in the house of the Lord this evening. We offer this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.